B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Maria. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks for emailing us. I think listeners are going to find this a very compelling court case, and I'm sure they're going to dive in to help. So let's hear it.
So this is really bothering me, and I don't know what to do. I was recently talking with my sister-in-law. We chat all the time. We're chatting about everything, the cost, the rising cost of things, and what's been going on, and she said, well, at least we have that money Uncle Tony left us.
Uncle Tony?
Uncle Tony.
Okay. Well, congrats.
And I said, what money? Mm. And she said her uncle left her and her brother, who's my husband, $100,000 each.
What?
How much?
$100,000.
Okay. Yeah. You spelled that out. Good grief. So the problem is you didn't know, right?
My husband never told me. So I called him and said, I was just concerned. I said, were you ever going to tell me about the money?
Would you call him at work or something? I mean, I don't blame you if you did, right?
Yeah, I wanted to get this taken care of right away because it was really...
Right.
You've got questions.
I just didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
I didn't know if he was telling me the truth. I mean, geez, I have no reason not to believe her, but, you know, this was my news to me.
So what did he say?
So I said, you're never going to tell me about the money. And he said, I invested it. Don't worry about it.
Need to know basis.
And then when I asked him where he invested it, thinking that was a reasonable question, he just mumbled something about E-Trade.
Oh, like a day trader.
Very amateur.
Wow.
So that concerned me. And I said, you know, we have a lot of bills and credit card debt. Don't you think we should use some of that money? Seemed a reasonable thought.
Yep. Yeah.
And he snapped and he said, it's my money. I can do what I want with it. My uncle left it to me.
Wow.
So I'm
That's
really
a statement.
Upset about this. Am I right to be that upset? Do I have a say in what he does with the money? Does this change? I mean, I don't understand any of this.
That's a lot of money. I don't understand anything. So, is all good with you and your husband, right? It's all good otherwise?
Well, I mean, yes, but that's a big... I don't know.
No, that's a
it's a
very,
bit of a red flag. Like, well, what's going on?
Yeah, it's my money. I can do what I want with it. He chose to invest it and, more importantly, not tell you. So,
and we really have not been able to have much of a discussion around it. It sort of seemed like this topic was closed. And I really think this needs to be aired out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You got to open some windows.
Yes. Well, let's see if we can open some windows and air things out. I think it's a great case, like I said at the top, and I think folks will have some advice for you, Maria, what to do. We don't want to get too legal here because you guys have a great relationship. We don't want to further damage that.
Right.
But just advice for Maria so she and her husband can come to terms on this, so to speak. Mm-hmm, okay? Mm-hmm. Sound good, Maria?
I sure appreciate hearing somebody else's thoughts.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
And the ones rolling around your head.
Yeah, right.
All right. Stay tuned. 888-410-1057. Morning Court is in session. You heard Maria's case. Let's see what you have to say about it. Maria, stay tuned, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Listen, you don't blame her for being upset. That's kind of crazy.
I know.
Right? So $100,000 that he didn't tell her because it was his family's money that he came into because Uncle Tony is, you know, left it to him.
That is just suspect.
So what advice do you have for our caller today, Maria? 888-410-1057. Maybe there's bigger problems, but she says no, but I don't know. That seems red flaggish to me.
Yes.
What do you say? 888-410-1057. Morning Court's open. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Billy Joel, keeping the faith. You keep dry. It's going to be wet wild the next few days. Maria called us for Morning Court today. Her case is different because there are some potential red flags that could be flying in her face because her husband did not tell her that he came into $100,000 from Uncle Tony.
Uncle Tony.
Left him $100,000, and she didn't know about it till another relative said, oh, yeah, what did you guys do with that money that Uncle Tony gave us when he passed? Maria had no idea. So we thought, well, that's, I don't know, that's red flag-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris, I think, is going to try to drive that point home right here, right, Chris?
You know, like I was just explaining to somebody else, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is if he's concealing this, what else is he hiding?
There it is.
Right. You know? Exactly.
But if he's old school, I mean old school, like people in their 60s and 70s, were always brought up that the man takes charge of everything and, you know, takes care of his family.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'd be able to trust him after that.
Well, it is one of those things that could send you down Trust Mountain.
Exactly. He's
right?
Definitely at base camp right now.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, you fell down at Trust Mountain.
Yeah, well, and he's in the med tent.
He's in the med tent. He broke his keister on his way down. Chris, that's a good point. And I knew I was kind of waiting for someone to say that. Okay? Because I was kind of thinking the
Thank
same thing.
You.
I didn't
you
want
know,
to say it to her.
I wish her all the best.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, that's what she thinks, too, that what else is he not telling you is the question. All right, so let's help Maria out. She's going to listen until, you know, case closes about 8:30. So if you had some advice in the meantime, give us a call, 888-410-1057. If your significant other comes into like $100,000 and you don't know about it, is that an issue?
Smells like an issue.
It sure does. Walks like an issue.
Yeah.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, we talked to Maria today, and her case was, I think, problematic because her husband probably has fallen down old Trust Mountain. Indeed.
Old Trust Mountain.
Oh, yes. It's a long climb back when you fall this far. The reason is, she found out from other family that he inherited $100,000 recently at the death of his uncle Tony. So she had to find out from somebody else. He said, "Well, I invested it. Don't worry about it. You know, it's money we'll have down the road." And he kind of snapped at her and said, "Hey, it was my uncle, left it to me. I could do what I want with it." So she didn't really like that response. Called us for Morning Court. Mm-hmm. So let's see how people think about Maria. Now, Debbie, what do you think about her case?
Well, listening to her story, I just had to call. My dad died about 5 years ago and left me $100,000.
Okay.
I put it in the bank, and my husband said to me, "That's your money. I don't want anything to do with it. You spend it however you want. You do what you want with it. He was your father." Took me forever to convince him to buy something with the money. He finally bought a used car, but I couldn't get him to spend that money on anything. It was what I wanted to do with it because my dad left it to me.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Yeah.
So he understood that right off the bat.
Your husband did, but the problem here is her husband's not saying anything. Or was it, you know?
Yeah, wouldn't he have been mad at you if you hid it from him?
He probably would have.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But we discussed it. I told him about it. And that was his comment. It's yours. You do what you want. You want to tell me about it? Fine. Otherwise, it's yours.
You still have it, or did you buy anything else?
I've still got about $70,000 left.
That's nice. Smart move, Debbie. Hang on to it.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Deb.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Penny.
Hi, Penny. You know, we'd love your thoughts.
Oh, my God. I knew it.
We would, right? Says it without saying it.
Jeez, I've never heard that before.
Yeah. That's why I didn't say it. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Go, Penny.
Okay, so similar situation happened with me that my husband's family, you know, had an uncle who passed, and he was given some money. And I was the first one that he texted to tell me that he had it. And that's the relationship you should have.
Right.
That you're the first person that they go to.
Yeah.
If he's hiding it, what else is he? Was he hiding? My husband tells me everything, and I tell him everything.
To me, it's a big deal.
Okay? It is.
You don't have to, everything. Go listen, right. My husband loaned me $20. My uncle loaned me $20. Big deal.
No, but it's $100,000. Well, and wouldn't you be different. Like, if your wife is your best friend, you're like, oh, guess what happened?
Yes.
You'd be psyched and be like,
Exactly.
All right, can I plot twist it?
Yeah, plot twist
What, Penny, again, I want your thoughts on this.
Oh, God.
What would you think if he doesn't trust Maria? What if he thinks, well, if I tell her, she's going to blow it? He didn't want to tell her. Maybe he's protecting
her. Well, just because he tells her doesn't mean he has to give it to her.
Okay, all right.
Right.
Because he wants to invest it. We heard he's investing.
You know, we're going to use this money together, or, you know.
That's what he should have done.
You know, this is my thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She should at least know about
it.
I 100% agree. If my wife comes into that, please let me know, okay? Thank you, Penny. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Take Tim. What do you have to say about it? You have a different take, I think, for Maria's case.
I'm originally from New York.
Okay.
And my ex-wife got an inheritance when her father passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't have to share a dime of that with me. All came in her name. Yeah. When you get an inheritance from a relative like that, it isn't part of the other spouse's money.
That's the case.
Oh, really?
So, wouldn't you
What if you were still married?
Well, I'm divorced, but I mean, my ex was very, I mean, she bought me a brand new car at the time.
Well, that's what you'd expect,
She got a lot more than that, but she didn't have to do anything. That was her money, and when she got it, I said that to her. I said, that's your money. Do what you want to do. I still got parents alive. You don't have any parents anymore.
Yeah, and maybe Maria would have said that to her husband. He didn't give her a chance to do that.
Yeah, he just didn't give her the chance.
All right, Tim.
Yeah, my ex did tell me, but I don't know if she would have had to tell me.
This had nothing to do with her being the ex, all right? So.
No, nothing at all.
Okay.
No.
Well, I had to ask.
You don't have to ask. You don't have to ask everything.
Is it because you're from New York?
Actually, we still speak and are very good friends.
That's awesome.
Because we never had kids.
Thanks, Tim. Thank you for listening, my friend. Okay. Lisa, what's your take on Maria's case?
Well, good morning and happy birthday to my paisana.
Oh, thank you.
Are you Italian?
By marriage.
Yes, you are. Lisa, go ahead.
Well, first of all, he should have been honest and he should have told her. The thing that concerns me is she's going to have a problem with the IRS.
Ooh.
And when you get, you know, you get an inheritance, you have to claim that.
The state.
And what... Yeah, and it's, don't forget Massachusetts taxes. And he has to disclose that information. So...
She would have seen it on the taxes. Good point.
Yeah.
Well, she if they do a joint, you know, married filing joint, and she signs these returns, she's on the hook for whatever he does.
That's true. That's a good point. She needs to hear that because that is just legal advice that you can't. Yeah. Hey, dummy.
This involves me.
Right. Good point, Lisa. I think we do have a consensus,
you don't want
though. Yeah. I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit, but I think the consensus here is he's guilty, right?
Because
nobody has said, it was none of her business. No one's called and said that.
No, he just should have told her and then said, and also you can't touch it.
Okay, then fine. I want to invest it, but she should have known.
Yeah.
I think it's case closed.
I think
Maria,
so too, Bob.
He is a bad guy, at least for today.
Yes.
Okay? So he owes you on that. He should buy you something nice.
Right. Something a little sparkly.
Yes. A little bling, ding, ding.
So he says, sorry, I hid this from you, honey.
Yeah. Something that says, sorry, I hid this from you. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. All right. You want to do some dirty laundry on your birthday?
Yes,
you got
I do.
It? You got it?
I got to do laundry on my birthday? Oh, my gosh. No, I actually have...
Your job's not done.
An update on the Alec Baldwin shooting and why this prop master turned the job down.
Okay. That's coming up next. It's 8:31. Don't forget, we're giving away money today. It's Journey, your 80s artist of the day. Somebody won just after 8:15. Your next chance is at 10 o'clock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.